across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Virginie Shonta.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Yes, and I'm on the phone with Sophie Abel. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Unlike the weather, a little bit damp in Cambridgeshire at the moment.
It is. Oh, my God. Yeah, I can't believe we are in June and we do have that type of weather with rain and cloudy and windy. That's horrible. Feel like October or November. Sophie, so you are the general manager at the Jockey Club in Newmarket. Can you tell us more about, for our listener, about who you are and what is your day job at the Jockey Club?
Yeah, so my job is I am general manager here at Newmarket Racecourses, where we are fortunate enough, we have two racecourses here, the Rowley Mile and also the July course. So currently we started our summer season at the July course last weekend with racing, followed by Chic and Nile Rodgers playing a fantastic concert. And we've got lots going on this summer from our seven music events. We also have our three-day July festival and our summer Saturday series. So I'm hoping the weather will change.
Oh, yeah.
And will improve and we'll have a nice, warm, hot summer.
How was it last week, actually, with Nile?
It was absolutely fantastic. It was great to get the July course open for our season opener. And the music they played, it was a fantastic atmosphere. Good old classics that everyone knew. Whilst we had a little bit of rain in the morning, fortunately it subsided during the afternoon, so we were dry during the concert. It was a really good music event to start the season with.
Yeah, definitely. I went actually. It was there last year actually, and I was lucky enough to be there. It was amazing. I really, really enjoyed that evening with him. So Newmarket Night and Summer Saturday Live. Can you tell us more about it?
I most certainly can. So with our Newmarket Night, so we've got seven acts coming up across June, July and August. Key ones to mention next Friday, we've got Madness. Then we move on, we've got Kaiser Chiefs, Rudimental, Bananarama. And so what we have on those evenings is we have horse races initially, mm-hmm. Which start dependent on the different days. But, for example, next Friday, our gates open at 3:40.
Mm-hmm.
Our first race starts at 5:40. And then we've got seven races that evening, which finish just before 9 o'clock. And then what happens on all of the Newmarket nights is about 15 minutes after the racing's finished, that's when the music starts. And then we have approximately 90 minutes of music for people to enjoy and hopefully have a bit of a dance to.
Usually it's the case. Usually yeah. People are dancing. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and it's a great atmosphere and a great evening out. So that's our music night. And then if you're looking for something, for the family, a day mm-hmm. out across the summer, we have our Summer Saturday series and we have different themes across those, ranging from we've got Carnival Race Day, where we've got Caribbean street food and steel drums and dance lessons. We've got our Schools Out for Summer on the 27th of July, so lots of sports games for the kids. And we've also got a Country Fair Race Day on the 17th of August, where there will be lots of different animals, falconry displays, and welly wanging. So literally, you know, every weekend here at the racecourse, we've got some fantastic things, whether you're coming for a day out with the family, you're coming with friends, or from a business perspective. There's something for everyone.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I can tell because I came with my daughter since we moved to Cambridge 3-4 years ago, and yeah, like you said, it's really a nice atmosphere in the afternoon with the kids as a family. Yeah, yeah, treat, and then going on to the concert afterwards. So yeah, perfect. It's since how many years actually Newmarket does that type of events? You know, races and gigs.
We've been doing concerts here for over 30 years.
30 years, gosh.
Yeah. much longer than I've been here. And the team have done a phenomenal job, and you know, each year bringing some great artists and ensuring that we deliver some great entertainment for all our guests coming through our gates.
Talking about the artist though, is there any star who wanted to you wanted to have and but decline and say no, I won't come?
No, I think at the beginning of each season, obviously there is a variety of artists that sort of, there's lots of things that come into play of, you know, when they're available, the different venues geographically that they're playing. You know, we always try and get a good spread of artists, something that, that appeals sort of more modern, you know, music. This year we've got Years and Years and Rudimental, the DJ set. And then we've got, you know, Pete Tong coming back with Old Time Ibiza Classic. And obviously Sheik and Nile Rodgers playing Old Time Classic. So we try and get that, that mix. So there's music for everyone.
Mm-hmm. And can we be in a secret? And can you tell us who has been a really star, you know, with like crazy demand and stuff before their gigs? Do you have that type
of...
You
know what? We've been really lucky. We've had some fantastic artists here. You know, the likes of Kylie Minogue. And it was great to have her here a couple of years ago. And she actually came across to Newmarket and went to some of the studs to see some of the horses. But we've had some really nice bands, and actually some of them come out and watch the racing so people can see them. So, no, we've had a good bunch.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Why is it actually so different than the classic concerts? What do you describe, you know?
I think what the experience at Newmarket is, you obviously have the opportunity for the horse racing first. So, you know, you've got 3 or 4 hours... In the evening, watching that horse racing, and then we're quite a unique setting that it's all stand up, so you get to get really close up into the stage, and it's right by the side of the track, and it's a real special place to be, and certainly on Saturday, lots of sing-alongs for everyone. So I would definitely recommend it as a fun evening out.
Do you know actually how many people has come, for example, last year to all the gigs you had? Do you have roughly an idea, or maybe
no,
per night or per gig?
Across the night, we were last year probably looking at over 100,000.
Wow!
Across those nights, which is fantastic, and we have a great team here at the racecourse working hard to ensure that, because obviously when we finish the concert on the Friday night, they have to work hard to get the site up and ready for the next day, for Saturday.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of people coming through our gate, and you know, hopefully they can come up to Newmarket on a Friday evening and then stay in Cambridgeshire and experience everything that Cambridgeshire has to offer.
Yeah, definitely. I can tell from your website that you've got coming up next week this summer season opening party.
Yes, so we've got Madness on next Friday, and on the Saturday, it's our first of our Summer Saturday series. So the party has started, and hopefully the sun will be shining, and we'll have a great day's racing.
Excellent. Thank you very much for talking to me, Sophie. I bet you are really busy, but thank you, thank you, thank you.